Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
The Taoiseach has been asked to intervene to keep much needed student accommodation available for those attending the Atlantic Technological University in Sligo amid fears that almost 500 bed spaces will now house international protection applicants instead. It follows confirmation that the Milligan Court apartment complex in Sligo is set to house almost 180 asylum seekers, while negotiations take place about a second development, despite Simon Harris pledging that it would not be used for such accommodation when he was Minister for Higher Education last year. Here's a quick reminder of what he told the Dáil last September.
It's grubby behaviour that I think should be called out as exactly what it is. The government could not be clearer that student accommodation in Sligo will not be used for anything other than students as far as the state's concerned. And I am beyond disappointed that despite that message being clearly conveyed, that there's private student accommodation sitting, to my understanding, largely idle. I'm very clear around the planning conditions attached to that, and I hope everybody's very clear around the planning conditions, because we have planning laws in this country and they need to be abided by as well. That is student accommodation and it needs to be used for students.
That's Taoiseach Simon Harris speaking in the Dáil last September. Simon Harris spoke about the two student apartment complexes in Sligo there. Our reporter John Cook is in Sligo this evening, where things didn't go as Simon Harris had called for, John.
No, they didn't go that way, Cormac. The Taoiseach was in the role of Minister for Further and Higher Education, as you said, this time last year, when he made those comments about the Milligan Court and Benbulben Court apartment complexes over their operator's decision not to house students in this past year. Well, it had been hoped the apartments would be returned to the students of Atlantic Technological University Sligo and St Angela's College after an application to accommodate Ukrainian refugees wasn't granted, but that did not happen, leaving the annual search for student accommodation even harder this year, according to many I've met. Now, the government did introduce legislation last year to prevent this happening by stipulating that properties which cease to provide student accommodation cannot be used to house international protection applicants for a 12-month period. But now that that year has passed, Milligan Court in Sligo is to be used to provide accommodation for around 180 people, families who are international protection applicants, I'm told, by the Department of Integration, while a decision has yet to be made on up to 300 further bed spaces at the Benbulben Court complex. My day started at Atlantic Technological University Sligo, where induction day is taking place for new students and their families. So I started by asking them about their accommodation situation. Angel from Cork was on her first day on campus. She's coming to study computer science and cybersecurity.
It's been kind of like really daunting. It's scary, but like I think I'll be fine.
What about the accommodation situation? Was it tough?
It was a drag, to be honest. I've been looking for accommodation since January. And I found one
January.
I found one around May, and I found loads before, but then they kept cancelling on me, and like there were loads of people waiting for the accommodation. Mm-hmm. But like I found one in May, and I begged for them to keep it till now.
And is it expensive?
To be honest, it is, but like at the same time, I have no choice.
I'm Anne from Killala.
Not coming too far to college in Sligo, but it is too far to travel for your daughter. So what's been the situation?
It literally was waiting the last few weeks and there was nothing. And then sheer luck, she got in with somebody she knew, and yeah.
I got so lucky, to be honest. I know a lot of people who found it very, very difficult to get accommodation. And there's still some people that are still looking. So I don't know, there's help here for it, but I don't know. I just got very lucky, thank God.
Okay. Did it worry you that you mightn't be coming to college because of that?
Yes. Or? Honestly, that was a deciding factor. If I didn't get accommodation, I would probably defer it for the next year, you know?
Have you heard of people deferring college or here? Or?
From my school, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, because they haven't had accommodation. So especially in Galway. Galway's the worst for it. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Sligo maybe not so bad,
not
but some here
bad.
Too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Jamie, I'm from Achill Island.
Keith, I'm from Achill.
You're driving from Achill, so today for induction. How far is it?
About 2 hours, 15 minutes or so.
Okay, so you do need somewhere to live in Sligo. What's happened?
That's just a nightmare to find anything. Everything's full up and a couple student accommodation places shut down a couple of years ago, so it took away a lot of beds.
Okay.
And Sligo's just more popular now as well. So it's kind of left us a bit stuck.
So tell me about the search. What's it been like? Are you ringing lots of people? Are you asking the college for help?
It's been chaos, really. Yeah, it's like we've been ringing for the past month, 2 months, and just no avail. There's nothing coming around. The student accommodations, they've tried to help us, but just nothing really. There's no availability anywhere.
Okay.
So the only option is, like, people are offering us houses and rooms in Leitrim and stuff like that. You know, that's even still, it's a long old drive. Like, you can't commute every day. Like,
It wasn't what you had in mind for the college experience.
No, definitely not.
What are you going to do? When does the course start?
Monday we start the lectures. So yeah.
So you're still looking today, I'd say.
Yeah, we're on the hunt still. So.
And for now, what do you do for Monday?
Hope and pray, I suppose.
Yeah, I might have to sleep in the car now. We'll see how we go, but might be the only choice of that.
I hope it doesn't come to that. Best of luck with the search.
Thanks a million.
That's friends Jamie and Keith from Achill Island, 150 kilometres away from ATU Sligo, but with nowhere to live. I also met with Student Union Vice President Emil Kindle, who told me that while finding student accommodation is always challenging, the loss of up to 500 spaces at Milligan Court and Benbulben Court apartments in Sligo has made the situation even harder.
Right now, we have information that the Milligan Court will be used to house refugees, but there is a still possibility that the Benbulben Court will not be used for the same purposes. And we would like to see some discussions being made about Benbulben Court being provided to students as accommodation again.
The government spoke about this last year, including the Taoiseach Simon Harris, because he was the Minister for Higher and Education at the time, saying he didn't want to see student accommodation lost to other sectors. In this case, it's the international protection system. Is there anything he can do now, or what is it you would say to government and to the various ministers?
So I would like to see Taoiseach, Minister of Housing, Minister of Education and Department of Integration basically to take responsibility for their actions, because it is important and it is moral imperative to house refugees. However, we should have a question in mind whether we should do that at the expense of other vulnerable group. And I would just like to ask all of the above mentioned to come to ATU Sligo and talk with us and discuss the future arrangements, because it is extremely important to us.
Think of the students first before making any more of these decisions, because as you say, it's challenging every year to try and find student accommodation in most cities now. Is it going to put some people off going to college? Because you say some parents, some students are telling you they may have to defer.
Yeah, so we had quite a few emails and calls about students having to take a deferral specifically because of the lack of accommodation, which as an educational institution, it is just unacceptable to have this situation going on, and there should be something done about it.
Unacceptable, says Emil Kendall of the Students' Union at ATU Sligo. John, you've been in touch with various government departments about this. Any response?
Yeah, Cormac, with student representatives in Sligo, local councillors and Oireachtas members all voicing frustration at what's happened here, especially as Simon Harris insisted it wouldn't. I asked the Office of the Taoiseach for comment yesterday. So far, I've received no response. I did receive correspondence from the Department of Integration to confirm the ongoing situation regarding Milligan Court and Benbulben Court, as I outlined earlier, while Simon Harris's former department, the Department of Further and Higher Education, responded to my queries, outlining how the department, now headed by Minister Patrick O'Donovan, had agreed last year, as I mentioned, on this protocol with the Department of Integration that student accommodation must be vacant for a year before it can be considered for use for international protection applicants, and as the operator of the accommodation referred to in Sligo did not rent it to students for over 12 months now, the Department of Integration has moved to secure a contract with the operator to house international protection applicants. Both departments, I'm told, will keep this protocol under continuous review, and it's something Minister O'Donovan is contacting Minister O'Gorman about. But that's not good enough for Sligo or for students, according to local TDs, including Marion Harkin, who I met outside the Milligan Court apartments in Sligo, where personnel at reception declined to speak to me, and my other efforts to contact management were unsuccessful today. The independent TD is, among others, still asking Taoiseach Simon Harris to take a number of urgent actions.
First of all, the Benbulben Court would not be used for IP accommodation. obviously we would hope that students would be able to use it. And secondly, that we need to look at this legislation. If it were a case that we had sufficient or even close to sufficient student accommodation here in Sligo, we wouldn't be having this discussion. But we haven't. And the technological universities are not in a position to borrow to fund student accommodation. And while that's the case, and I've asked that they would be, we are relying on the private sector. And if one department is incentivising the private sector to use its accommodation, whether it's for Ukrainians or IP applicants, and then third level students have nowhere to stay. And the only entity that can deal with that is the Dáil and look at the legislation and protect the rights of students to accommodation when they are going to third level.
And that's Sligo Leitrim Independent TD, Marion Harkin, ending John Cook's report.